This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Looking for something fun and interesting to do? Then welcome to the weekend. Music, dining, plays, museums, fairs, and more. There's something for everyone. Call a friend and get out and do something fun. Tell them you've been listening to The Weekend, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Hello and welcome to The Weekend for Saturday, October 4th, 2025. And I'm your reader, Carrie, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from the What's Up publication, copyright 2025. The website, visitfortwayne.com, copyright 2025. And the ACPL Activities and Programs Guide, copyright 2025. So let's get started on this weekend. Coming up, we will be having information from the What's Up publication, copyright 2025. It is the Apple Festival of Kendallville going on today and tomorrow at the Noble County Fairgrounds in Kendallville. That'll be going on today from 9 till 6 and tomorrow from 9 till 5. The Apple Festival of Kendallville will be held at the Noble County Fairgrounds. With a goal of providing entertainment and educational activities for the entire family, the festival will celebrate its 40th anniversary this year with a variety of entertainment, including the Applejack Cloggers, the Applesauce Quartet, the Whip Guy, Mother Goose, and the Dog. Miss Indiana Kinley Shoemaker and Miss Indiana's outstanding teen Addison Chatton will take part in the Raise a Ruckus, and you will find Johnny Appleseed and Abe Lincoln roaming around from time to time to inspect the proceedings. Of course, don't forget to purchase any number of apple-centric food items to put an exclamation on your celebration of the delicious fruit. There will also be children's activities, rides, crafts, and live performances. If you'd like more details, call 260-350-1119, and this is a free event to enjoy. There's the Family Harvest Festival. The inaugural event will have food, games, children's activities, craft vendors, and entertainment going on today and tomorrow in downtown Kendallville from 10 till 4, and that is also free. It is Hop River Fall Fest. The event will have live music, a vendor market, a food truck, and new beer release. This is going on from noon till 9 today at the Hop River Brewing Company here in Fort Wayne. And that's also free. Call 260-739-3931 if you'd like more details. And now I'll be reading information from the website visitfortwayne.com, copyright 2025. It is Miami Indian Heritage Days going on today. And that takes place at the Chief Richardville House at 5705 Bluffton Road here in Fort Wayne. That's going on from 1 till 4 today. Admission price is $9 for adults, $7 for youth and seniors 65 and older. But if you're a History Center member and children age 2 and under, you get in absolutely free. During Miami Indian Heritage Days, you can learn about the lasting heritage of the Miami and other regional Native American groups. Local artists, performers, and presenters will be featured on the first Saturday of the month, now through November, from 1 till 4. The Chief Richardville House is recognized as the oldest Native American structure in the Midwest. Admission to Miami Indian Heritage Days includes a guided tour of this National Historic Landmark. If you go today, it is cattail matting with MIAMI, Miami Indian Alliance of Miami Indians. Again, that is taking place at 5705 Bluffton Road today from 1 till 4. If you'd like more details, you can call them at 260-426-2882. And if you need to cool off this weekend, you're in luck. This is the last weekend for the splash pads at many of the area parks. They are open and free from 9 till 9 today and tomorrow. And that is it for the season. So you can enjoy those absolutely free. Today is also the Fall at the Stall at Dare to Dream Youth Ranch, and this is taking place from 4 till 6 this afternoon at the Dare to Dream Youth Ranch, located at 6020 West Wallen Road. The admission price is $10 for kids from 4 till 8. Children 3 and under get in free. So you can join them there at the Fall at the Stall for Halloween with the horses. There's Trick or Treat, a horse costume parade, hay rides, Santo's Tacos food truck, games, activities, and prizes. It's open to the public, $10 per child. Kids 3 and under get in free, and horse rides are $10. For more details, call 260-489-3859. It is also the Fall Festival in the city of New Haven at Schnelker Park at 956 Park Avenue in New Haven. This is a free event going on today. All things fall come together in this event, from a pumpkin patch to a movie on the lawn in the evening. This day is full of all the things you love in autumn. There will be craft vendors, treats, hay rides, a maze, and so much more available to visitors. There'll even be cotton candy and a concession stand for the movie. It is also the Fort Wayne Rubber Stamp and Scrapbook Getaway at the Memorial Coliseum this weekend. That's at 4000 Parnell Avenue. Going on today from 10 till 4. The price is $8 at the door to get in, so you can take your friends and get away for a day of stamping, scrapping, and paper crafting fun. You can shop with professional rubber stamp and scrapbook design companies from around the country. Check out the latest stamping and scrapping products, see demonstrations, create, make, and take projects, and learn new paper crafting techniques. There'll be lots of door prizes, fun, music, and games to play for even more prizes. It's a chance for you to learn new techniques, try out products, and complete a variety of beautiful projects in classes taught by their exhibitors. Also perfect for the season, it's the Kunert Dairy Fall Festival going on now through October 26th, every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Kunert Dairy Farm. And that's located at 6532 West Cook Road here in Fort Wayne. Family-owned and operated, Kunert Dairy hosts an annual fall festival. And the festival showcases over 30 farm-tastic attractions for all ages, including a corn maze, hay rides, pumpkins, calves, and so much more. And just opened the Kunert Milk House, their on-farm processing facility and retail store featuring the Utter Up Cafe with hard-dipped ice cream, cheese curds, and pizza. Now they have the Minecraft-themed corn maze, pumpkins, and also plenty of children's activities. And they are open on 6 till 9 on Friday nights, from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Saturdays, and from noon to 5 on Sundays through October 26th. $15 is the cost to get in the door. For more details, call 260-460-1937. The Fort Wayne Zoo is also getting into the season with the Wild Zoo Halloween 2025 going on now through October 26th at the Fort Wayne Zoo, 3411 Sherman Boulevard. That's going on daily from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Ticket price starting at $22. So who's ready for a merry, not scary Halloween event? You can visit the Fort Wayne Zoo from 10 till 3 each weekend in October for their Wild Zoo Halloween. So you can take part in spooktacular activities, including spooky keeper chats, Halloween-themed enrichment, delicious treats, and even appearances by some of your favorite Halloween characters. Costumes are welcome. Now, the Wild Zoo Halloween is included in general zoo admission and is free with a zoo membership. All guests are welcome to dress up in costume. Guests who are age 13 and older may not wear costume masks or hoods, and all costumes are subject to the appropriate dress code for the zoo. If you'd like more details, you can call them at 260-427-6820. It is Oaktober Trees at the LC Nature Park, located at 9744 Aboit Road in Roanoke today. And that's going on from 10 a.m. till noon as part of their Saturdays at the LC Nature Park. You can celebrate the beauty of autumn during Oaktober Trees, a special program at LC Nature Park, where you'll discover the diverse trees that make up the prairie and woodland landscapes. Through an educational program and special hike, participants will learn how to identify trees by their leaves, bark, and seeds. It's perfect for families, nature enthusiasts, and anyone curious about the natural world. This program offers a hands-on way to deepen your connection with the forest as the color of fall unfolds. And again, that's the LC Nature Park at 9744 Aboit Road in Roanoke. The cost is $10. And if you'd like more details, you can call them at 260-999-3153. At the Botanical Conservatory, their latest exhibit is Something Blue, now through November 16th. And they are located at 1100 South Calhoun Street, right next to the Embassy Theater. And they are open today from 10 till 5 and on Sundays from noon till 4. And Something Blue is a planting with flowers all in the shades of blue and white, all with a fountain right in the center. And if you go right now, you can enjoy the pumpkin path and if you go to the conservatory right now, you can also enjoy the pumpkin path display going on now through October 26th. And this is taking place in the outdoor courtyard at the Botanical Conservatory. Now, it's a local favorite, and the scenic outdoor display returns with the spirit of the season. So you can take photos, enjoy the fall foliage, and the naturally harvested decor. And this is included in your regular admission price, $7 for adults, $5 for children 3 to 17, and free for ages 2 and under. If you'd like to find out more about the conservatory and their exhibits, you can call them at 260-427-6440. You can also find them online at botanicalconservatory.org. The Sweet Breeze Canal Boat is also getting into the spirit of the season with their fall wind-down cruise. And you'll take off from Promenade Park Boat Deck at 202 West Superior Street. The cost is $55 per person. It's all-inclusive, but you must be 21 and older. And that's going on this evening from 7 until 8:30. And during the wind-down cruise, you can try samples of 4 delicious wines paired with mini desserts, all while touring the rivers of Fort Wayne. It's a popular tour and makes for a great evening out with friends. The Fort Wayne Farmers Markets are on today. There is the Southside Farmers Market at 3300 Warsaw Street going on now through mid-December, and they have fresh, locally sourced produce, meat and eggs, as well as home-baked goods, artwork, and antiques. And that's free to attend. There's also the Summit City Farmers Market taking place at Dynamo Alley at Electric Works on Broadway, where they have farm foods, baked goods, homemade natural items, and unique works of art. There's also the YLNI Farmers Market with produce, baked goods, and jewelry and honey, and that is taking place at the corner of Berry and Bar Streets. That's also free to enjoy. Science Central has a new exhibit going on now through January 4th. It is Eat Well, Play Well, and they are located at 1950 North Clinton Street. The price to get in is $11 for adults and children over 2, $10 for seniors 65 plus, and free for kids 2 and under. And about the exhibit Eat Well, Play Well, what's in the food we eat? Are fruits and vegetables important? Can everyday activities burn calories? Families, children, and school groups will find the answers to these questions by exploring nutrition and fitness in Eat Well, Play Well. If you'd like more details about Science Central, you can call them at 260-424-2400. The Fort Wayne Museum of Art has their latest exhibit, Dia de los Muertos 2025, going on now through November 16th. The Fort Wayne Museum of Art is located at 311 East Main Street. This community-centered exhibit celebrates the Mexican tradition of Dia de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead, a festive time for remembering deceased loved ones and ancestors. Their exhibition features memorial altars or ofrendas, places to leave offerings so that the souls of the departed might find their way home and be nourished upon their arrival. Symbolic objects like sugar skulls, candles, colorful cut tissue paper banners, bold marigolds, and monarch butterflies filled the gallery in celebration. And now I'll be reading information from the ACPL Activities and Program Guide, copyright 2025. It's the latest Roland Center temporary exhibit, He Belongs to the Ages, Mourning Abraham Lincoln. This is going on right now at the main library. So you can visit the Roland Center for Lincoln Research to see the new temporary exhibit. And that's in the Allen County Public Library's main branch downtown. They are highlighting the strength of the Lincoln connection. Abraham Lincoln Mourning Artifacts. Upon Lincoln's death at the hands of an assassin on April 15, 1865, grief for the martyred president spread across the North. In this exhibit, available now through January 20th, visitors can view a small selection of these artifacts, including death notices, funeral photographs, a funeral ticket, and a funeral sermon delivered in Lincoln's honor from right here in Fort Wayne. Coming up next from the ACPL, it is a walking tour, building a nation one brick at a time. It's a walking tour of the Williams Woodland Park neighborhood going on today from 10:30 till noon. So you can join folks in person for a historic neighborhood walking tour. Celebrate America 250 by discovering how the story of a single home can reveal the lives of its residents, the spirit of a neighborhood, and the changing history of a nation. Join Elizabeth Hodges, Assistant Manager of Genealogy Services and member of the Allen County America 250 Committee, for a walking tour of the Williams Woodland Park Historic District. Along the way, you'll see real historical records, census entries, deeds, maps, photos, newspapers, and more that bring to life the families who lived in these homes and the world they inhabited. Learn how genealogical and historical research can transform bricks and mortars into vibrant personal stories that connect us to the past and to each other. You'll be meeting at the Templo Aposento Alto Church at 307 West Woodland Avenue here in Fort Wayne, and please dress comfortably for walking outside. At the Georgetown branch of the Allen County Public Library, it is a flu shot clinic with Super Shot, and this is going on today from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the Georgetown branch meeting room. Flu vaccines for all ages, walk-ins are welcome. Please bring an ID and insurance card if you have insurance. Super Shots is offering flu vaccines for all ages, walk-ins are welcome. If you need translation services, please call Super Shot prior to the event at 260-414-7298. Flu and COVID shots will be available for all CDC-recommended age groups. Please contact Super Shot with any questions or concerns at 260-424-7468. At the main branch of the library this afternoon, it is the Alphabet Club board games from 3 until 4 o'clock at the main library's teens' tables. It's geared for grades 7 through 12. The Alphabet Club is a meetup for the LGBTQ plus youth and their allies to support each other and have fun. Hang out and be yourself. Parents and caregivers are welcome to attend with their teen. Meet up at the library to play some classic favorites or newer games. Parents and caregivers are welcome to attend. And this program, again, is intended for teens. Then coming up tomorrow at the library in the main branch Globe Room, it is Power of Music, A Young Pianist and President Lincoln. This is taking place tomorrow afternoon from 2:30 until 3:30. A Girl Separated from Her Homeland, A Country Torn in Two, The Power of Music. Learn how music can comfort through the story of Teresa Carreño, a young pianist. Celebrate the award-winning book Dancing Hands, How Teresa Carreño Played the Piano for President Lincoln, written by Margarita Engel and illustrated by Rafael Lopez. Listen to music and be inspired to create a piece of art. This program is part of the One Country, One Book community-wide reading initiative, encouraging the community to read and engage with a single book. This year's One Country, One Book selection is Differ We Must, How Lincoln Succeeded in a Divided America by journalist and NPR host Steve Inskeep. This initiative aims to unite people of all ages and backgrounds through programs, book clubs, and a community discussion with the author himself. And now I'll be reading information from the website visitfortwayne.com. In theater this weekend, it is Dracula by the Fort Wayne Youth Theater. And this is taking place at 3210 Smith Road. Ticket prices starting at $15. The Youth Theater kicks off spooky season with a story that you can really sink your teeth into. The classic vampire tale begins when young attorney Jonathan Harker travels to Transylvania and the castle of the mysterious Count Dracula, unwittingly opening the door to an ancient evil that soon spreads all the way to London. This faithful, fast-moving adaptation tells the story of Dracula's timeless obsession with the lovely Mina, battle with the vampire hunter Van Helsing, and ultimate demise. Step into the shadows, if you dare, and witness the legend of the world's most infamous vampire in this up-close and intimately creepy experience. For details and tickets, call 260-422-4226. This takes place at the Canterbury Fine Arts Center at 3210 Smith Road. There are shows today at 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock this evening, and also a 2 o'clock performance tomorrow. Also on stage, it is Winnie the Pooh, Homeward Bounce, a sequel to the All for One Productions' Winnie the Pooh, A Dream of Honey, centers around Little Roo and exuberant new friend Tigger. There is a show tonight at 7:30 and also a 2:30 show tomorrow. Tickets starting at $15. Call 260-422-4226. At First Presbyterian Theater, they are opening their season with The Timekeepers, a tale of two men with differing personalities who are thrown together by fate, but will make you laugh, cry, and think twice about the walls we build and how music, wit, and heart can break them down. There is a show tonight at 8 o'clock. There is also a 2 o'clock show tomorrow afternoon. Tickets are $15. First Presbyterian Theater is located at 300 West Wayne Street. For more details, call 260-426-7421. A Raisin in the Sun is being presented at the BFW Studio Theater in Kettler Hall this weekend. There is a show tonight at 7:30, also a 2 o'clock performance tomorrow afternoon. A Raisin in the Sun asks the question, what happens to a dream deferred? Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun, or does it explode? Tickets starting at $15. Call 260-744-2800. The Love Talker is at the PFW Williams Theater this weekend. Two orphan sisters live alone in this cautionary tale, coming-of-age fable, reminiscent of the Brothers Grimm and Stephen King by the PFW Department of Theater. There is a show tonight at 8 o'clock. Tickets starting at $6.50. Call 260-481-6555. Hair, the musical, is set against the backdrop of the turbulent 60s. This musical follows a vibrant tribe of young people searching for truth, love, and freedom in a world on the brink of change. There is a show tonight at 8 o'clock and a 6 o'clock performance tomorrow evening. Tickets starting at $20, and this is being put on by the Three Rivers Music Theater at 416 West 4th Street. In music this weekend, it is opening night from Elegance to Decadence with the Fort Wayne Philharmonic, taking place at the Hour Performance Hall at Purdue University Fort Wayne, 2101 East Coliseum Boulevard. Showtime is at 7:30, tickets starting at $37. Andrew Constantine is conductor with James Ennis on violin. Also tonight, it is Killer Queen, a tribute to Queen featuring Patrick Myers as Freddie Mercury at the Clyde, 1808 Bluffton Road. Showtime is at 8 o'clock tonight, tickets starting at $35. To get yours, call 260-747-0989. Also tonight, it is the Michael Kelsey Band at the Baker Street Center, 323 West Baker Street, and showtime is at 8 o'clock tonight, tickets starting at $22.60. Michael Kelsey infuses his acoustic guitar with a free-flowing improvisational flair, engaging every inch of the instrument. His funky, percussive style evokes a one-man version of Stomp, while his lush instrumentals reminiscent of Michael Hedges and Phil Keaggy. That is going on again at the Baker Street Center. Call 260-426-6434. Then coming up tomorrow in Fort Wayne, it is the George R. Mather Lecture Series at the History Center. They're kicking off their 2025-26 season at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at 302 East Berry Street. This is free. And the George R. Mather Lecture Series, starting off tomorrow with Ronald P. May, Fort Wayne's World War II Veterans and Landmarks. Also coming up tomorrow from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., it is Riverfront Book Swap at Promenade Park, 202 West Superior Street. So you can haul your new or gently used books to the Park Foundation Pavilion for their Riverfront Book Swap. You can also enter to win gift cards to local bookstores and maybe find your new favorite stories. And while you're there, you can take part in the Zine Workshop to create your own self-published work of art. For details, call 260-427-6030. And then to wind things up tomorrow afternoon, it is Music at the Library, guitar and harp duo with Daniel Quinn and Heaven Fan. This is free, and it's tomorrow at the main branch of the library downtown at 900 Library Plaza from 2 until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So they invite you to join them for a Sunday afternoon concert at the main library. They'll be featuring a performance of local classical guitarist Daniel Quinn in a duet concert with harpist Heaven Fan. So you can enjoy this unique combination that is rarely featured together. Again, free at the main library tomorrow from 2 until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And that's all the time we have for today. This has been your reader, Carrie, with The Weekend, and I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.